we read about David's retreat from Absalom's rebellion in 2 Samuel chapter 15. Ecclesiastes says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven." Now, David didn't have a famous last stand against Absalom. He was too wise for that. Sometimes there is need to retreat and gather ourselves together. There are times of evangelism and times of prayer, times to shout out loud and times to be quiet before God. David's actions saved a country and many lives as well. We must be prepared to make wise choices as well as brave ones. Jesus would sometimes rest a while as well as being in the forefront of the battle for souls. Be careful of a retreat. It must be essential. When Billy Graham was due to hold a crusade in one city, someone suggested he cancel and spend more time praying. He refused, and there was a mighty revival in that city. Hushai went and pretended to be one of Absalom's friends. And he went and gave Absalom false advice. His reasoning seemed very sensible to us, though of course he was deliberately giving bad advice. Ahithophel, who was really standing by Absalom, his advice seemed chancier. Yet Ahithophel knew that he was giving the right advice and went out and took his own life when he knew that it hadn't been taken. He had considered some factors that Absalom hadn't reckoned with. One was a surprise factor. David had not expected a rebellion by one of his own sons and a friend. Trouble had come from an unexpected quarter. The discovery that his own flesh and blood, one whom he loved and was prepared to take his life, was an emotional shock to him. Traitors have various reasons for their acts of betrayal, whether in marriage, friendship, the betrayal of a country. It could be that they see a chance of self-aggrandizement or even feel it is the right way to go. Often the remorse is great for what they have done. Judas gave a kiss that he couldn't retract and so took his own life. It was said Ahithophel was with Absalom, but Absalom was not with Ahithophel. He knew the writing on the wall was there for him. There would be no place like second in the kingdom for him. Absalom could be influenced by anyone who flattered him. Our church was composed mainly of people who had come to Christ locally through the church and our ministry. I remember many years ago now a personal setback when some of our own converts left and went to another church. I could accept people who had been previous Christians and hadn't originated from our fellowship moving on, but these were people who had been saved and changed through our ministry. We have to get up as quickly as possible when we're knocked for six. Yet, we do need time to readjust and build ourselves up again. Ahithophel knew and took into account the psychological effect on David and his stalwart soldiers who would be faithful to the end. When I was younger, I considered a Christian going on retreat an unnecessary act. Now I know different. There was a second factor. David had passed his prime. His agility and energy levels were on the decline. Ahithophel would have considered it. Absalom hadn't. Age reduces our physical output, but there is no need for us to be overcome by the weakening of our bodily ability when our experience and expertise can point us in other directions to achieve the same results. Now, Caleb was a bit of an exception. At 85, he said he was strong as when he was 45. Mind you, it was his assessment of himself. The preachers might challenge all the old age pensioners with such texts, but the truth is, the older we are, the slower we become. If you're thinking of doing something that requires physical strength, do it before you get old. When John was writing to the church, he spoke of the knowledge of the fathers, but of the strength of the young. The courage of Hushai can never be overestimated, nor of the others that formed the network of spies for David, to remain calm and convincing while among the enemy is no mean feat. Jesus said to his disciples, "I send you out as sheep among wolves." Wars have been won through the courage of such people as those in the French Resistance and others during the Second World War. Can we compare the courage of the disciples after the death of Jesus to those such as Hushai? Yes, we can. Although they were known for being Christians, as opposed to those who had infiltrated the enemy ranks, they knew they could be arrested and imprisoned and executed at any time. Today, there are millions of Christians in such danger. We thank God for the liberty we have, but we ask the Lord to be with us and to keep us. Amen.